Welcome to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're broadcasting from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining me now is Rich Naser. He's the president of the USD Discovery District. Thanks for coming in, Rich.
Thank you, Kara.
And we're open for business.
Absolutely.
What does that mean? Your building's open? No.
No, it doesn't mean that. Crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's that we need to do to actually be able to lease land to companies or developers for the first facilities in the Discovery District. And this has taken us actually years to get to this point. So,
right. I remember when it was announced and you were on talking about all the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Okay. So where are we as of today?
Yeah. So, you know, this all really kicked off in 2012, the end of 2012. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything from leasing land from the Board of Regents, who has been a great partner in this project and providing the land at $1 a year for 99 years, to a master planning process, to getting the city involved in the funding, Fort Sioux Falls involved in the funding, the Board of Regents through the state, all that, getting the first roads and infrastructure built. So last year, along with some local dollars, some state dollars, and some federal dollars, we were able to build our first 2,800 feet of roads and public utilities. So really six blocks of what will be an urban downtown type environment. Those streets were completed last fall. To the point now where we are ready to actually execute land leases to be able to get those first projects going.
Now, remind listeners where this is in Sioux Falls.
Right. So the USD Discovery District is actually in Sioux Falls, and it surrounds the University Center in Sioux Falls. So it's 80 acres of land that runs parallel to 60th Street, which is on the north side of University Center, or as most people might know it, the street that goes to J&L, Harley-Davidson, and some other places. And then between Marion Road and Interstate 29. So,
okay.
And there's originally we have 80 acres, but we had some other exciting news this year as well from the legislature. So
And that
is that even though we have 80 acres, which is a lot of land when you haven't built your first building, we're already starting to run into opportunities that would require a different location. And the Board of Regents have 252 acres that was donated to them in the state in 2006. And of that, we're leasing 80. But the legislature was very good to us this year. And with the support of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and the Board of Regents, we were restricted previously of developing only 80 acres, and now those restrictions have been limited. So if we have an opportunity that requires a different location within the land that the Board of Regents still control, we can go to the regents directly and ask them to amend our lease and hopefully accommodate those needs. So it just really gives us more flexibility and will probably help us develop the whole thing faster.
So when you say then that you're open for business, you're looking for businesses to contact you, innovators to contact
right.
you and say, I want to come there.
Right, exactly. So the whole idea for the Discovery Districts is it's a mixed-use development. So people think of live, work, play. I kind of like to use the term sometimes live, work, learn. But it's where we want to leverage the assets of University Center, but also USD and the other Regental institutions, and bring them together with private industry to create new jobs and help support the development of innovation-based companies. And so we are actively talking to multiple prospects about either shared facilities or facilities solely for those companies that would leverage those assets. And right now, I think we have, I'll use the term prospects, and these can be anything from somebody who's contacted us. We provided them some site information. Maybe they've come out and had a visit, to all the way up to, we do have some companies that we've signed letters of intent with and are working on some design for facilities. But I added that up before I came in here today, and that would represent about 271,000 square feet of space if those all came to fruition. And they won't, but it's just really exciting that people are reaching out to us. We're having those discussions, and we're hopeful that we'll have an announcement or one or more yet this year. So we're very excited about that.
So as you're talking with businesses and technology startups
yep.
and that kind of thing, how competitive is that for other states who want them?
Right. Well, and we're talking to companies that are both already in the region and companies that are from significantly outside the region. And, you know, they're going to gravitate to what makes the most business sense for them. And certainly everybody wants, in general, these types of companies. We're primarily today focused on the bioscience industry. We see targeting financial innovation or fintech and then some other IT sectors in the future as well. But, you know, those are the types of jobs that communities and states want because they pay, you know, an average salary in South Dakota of about $60,000 a year, which is significantly above our average. But that said, we're getting good traction. And, you know, I'm really pleased, too, that not only do we have this physical development that we're working on, but that, you know, the Board of Regents and the University of South Dakota are also stepping up with some new programs to help develop the workforce that these companies will need.
Okay, so I have so many questions going through my mind right now, but let's just start with, you know, back in the day when the Technology Business Center opened, right, which is now Zeal. But when that opened back in, what was it?
2004.
2004. Okay, so it was, let's do some homegrown innovation and entrepreneurial businesses. Is this the dream step here that we've been kind of creating and nurturing businesses along the way?
And the answer is yes, but it's not solely that. So absolutely the plan from day one with the establishment of now Zeal was that some of those businesses that we were nurturing through incubation would eventually be potential tenants for the USD Discovery District or another innovation district. But on the flip side, the Discovery District has the other path of bringing in more established businesses and matching them up with the assets of the university and the community to get them to expand here. And so we're seeing really activity in both those spaces. And an example of, I alluded to the fact that the University of South Dakota is creating new programs. This last year, USD has always had their Department of Biomedical Engineering headquartered in Sioux Falls in the Gear Center, which is right next to the Discovery District. But they've launched a certificate in regulatory affairs, a certificate in laboratory sciences, an associate's degree in integrated sciences.
Oh, wow.
And then they're working on an undergraduate biomedical engineering degree. And when you stack those all on top of each other, along with this master's and PhD in biomedical engineering, they are teaching kind of all the different levels providing all the different levels of education required and training for people who would be employed in things like biologic or pharmaceutical manufacturing. So they've really stepped up and started developing that workforce ahead of having those first clients in the Discovery District.
So what kind of interest is there from students wanting those careers?
So those new programs are just getting going, but I know that they do have pretty good enrollment in those first two certificates and associate's degrees. But it is a little bit of chicken and the egg, with the exception of you can't magically create the workforce after you have the company. So you really do, in my opinion, need to make those workforce investments first. So that's what I'm so excited about. But they are getting enrollees in that. And, of course, they have a track record with their biomedical engineering program. And several of those students are now heavily engaged in research at Sanford or Avera Research or in some of the commercial applications that are being developed around the state. So
talk a little bit about the difference between, you know, some of the institutional research and what businesses may arise from those, like a Sanford or an Avera research, versus what's happening in research at the university level. And is there a difference in what you look for? Is there priorities? Are there always businesses that get spun out?
Oh, there's not always businesses that get spun out, you know, and really, I don't know that there's a distinction between those two, but there's a distinction of basic research, which happens a lot at the universities, but also happens at our healthcare systems. And then there's more applied research, which has a shorter path because you're applying it to a specific problem. So I would say that one is more about general discovery and one is more about problem solving. And the applied, I think, is what you'll see lead to commercializations, whether that's out of the university system or out of our healthcare partners in South Dakota. So,
So we hear a lot about workforce development in the tech schools.
Yep.
And this is really, you know, something kind of new, kind of under the radar maybe, about workforce development in the biotech industry.
There are programs within the technical institutes that will apply to these industries as well. I think the difference is a lot of the workforce development talk that you hear about today and probably has the most visibility is the immediate pain point that a lot of our companies have in Sioux Falls, but across the state. So you hear, so that workforce development, I believe, is much more focused on solving an immediate need or addressing an immediate crisis. Mm-hmm. The things that I reference with the regulatory affairs and laboratory sciences and things like that is more proactive workforce development, and you need both. Right, you have to serve the companies that you have today and solve their problems. But this is also, you know, making investments for, I wouldn't say the long distant future, but, you know, the future in 2 or 3 years in our state. And it's about serving in a new and emerging industry versus existing industries.
And how do you get young people excited that this is going to happen here and you get to stay?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't have the answer to that. We're very fortunate. Dan Engebretson, who runs the biomedical engineering department for USD, has an incredible amount of passion and energy for this. And I think, you know, that energy translates into people being excited about it. But I think really what I try to sell in our vision is this isn't just about having a job and a good job, which is very important, but it's really about having a global impact. I mean, doing things that not only, you know, impact your community or your state, but actually could have a national or global impact. You know, if it's a treatment for a disease that there's no treatment for or another medical condition, whatever it might be, these are things that you can impact the world right from South Dakota.
And do you have anchor tenants yet? Any that you can say or stuff you're still working on?
We're still working on that. What we have done also, though, you know, last year, one of the things we did was we did a request for qualifications, and we selected a development group out of Omaha and Lincoln called Tetrad Property Group. And so we have a developer on board that is already starting to work with the companies that we have been in discussions and negotiations with. So that was a pretty extensive process. We had a great response to that. It's been a year now, but I believe we had 7 submissions for that, narrowed it down to 5, narrowed it down to 2. And so we've got the team already in place, that being the developer team who can finance and construct and own the buildings. And then they brought on their architectural team, and I believe are prepared to bring on construction people as soon as we have the first project ready to go. So, again, that's part of that foundational work. We also established a project finance committee because these are very challenging projects financially a lot of times, and we're able to tap into the resources of the University Foundation, some very well-known alumni with financial expertise, so that's been a lot of fun, and then build actually a design review committee, a group that will review all the building designs to make sure they fit the intent of our master plan and our development. So
do you see more classes moving out to the University Center?
You know, I don't know if I can answer that. I can say is that University Center, while it had several years of declining enrollment, is actually now growing again. Okay. And these are new programs. And I can say that I believe there's been somewhere around 20 associate degrees that are now being offered out there to get more focus on workforce development. This may be a whole nother show for you,
Kara,
because they actually also have a community steering board for the first time to provide feedback and provide guidance on what are the needs in the community. So I think, you know, I can't say 100% that will happen, but that's the intent. And I believe that the activities and the types of companies in the Discovery District will drive additional offerings. It may not be moving existing programs. It may be creating brand new ones, or maybe offering them here as well as other locations. But the idea is, you know, in a perfect world, you would have You would have University Center growing. You'd have a building with a company in it. It may even have classrooms in it for new programs. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have your students going back and forth between class and the company to do internships and get work experience and eventually work for those companies. So that's really the type of dynamic environment that we want to create out in the Discovery District.
And you said the legislature was good to
they
you this year?
They were very good to us this year. I mean, you know, we really appreciate the opportunity to have the flexibility to develop more land. And the Board of Regents brought that legislation forward for us. I think that we had no more than maybe a handful of no votes against it. And so that was just a great thing to get done this year to set us up for the future. And we're really pleased and really appreciate their support.
What other legislative actions do you need to continue to move forward?
Well, you know, there's always a challenge of funding to keep these things moving forward, but we've got our bases covered today, and we do have financial support from the legislature through the Board of Regents. So it's really now up to us to start executing on our vision, which we believe we're well prepared to do. And not only do we have, you know, research facilities that we're working on, we've actually been approached about multiple different types of amenities. And that's probably been the biggest surprise is that this is a mixed-use development with heavy emphasis on innovation, science, and technology. But we do call out for some retail space, and we do want to have some live in the live, work, play. And we do want to eventually have a hotel and conference center out there. And when those things all happen, you know, is yet to be determined, but there's been a lot of interest, which really has kind of surprised us. And there's a recent article about how the Northwest is now kind of becoming a hot development. I think in the Argus earlier this week, Sanford is working on rezoning a bunch of land. That all bodes well for what we're trying to do. The Northwest historically of Sioux Falls, has been slower to develop, but it's really starting to take off. So it's good timing to be where we're at.
Okay. Well, we look forward to having you back with announcements when you're able.
That'll be soon. It'll be soon. Okay. Thank you very much.
Rich Naser, I want to thank you for taking time. I appreciate it. Rich Naser is the president of the USD Discovery District, joining me at the University of Sioux Falls.